Star 94.1, and we welcome Natalie Wilson. Natalie, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm blessed.
And Natalie, please don't hurt me.
We won't say why.
Why? Hey, for real. But please accept my apology, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Natalie. Natalie Wilson, the lady choir director. Okay. Or should I say directress? How hard is it to be a choir director? I know it's hard to be a choir director, but to be a lady, a female, mm-hmm. How hard is that?
Wow. I have to say that it has not been difficult at all. You know, the Bible says that he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and his sons and daughters would prophesy. And so, you know, the same anointing, the same calling that God had for his sons, he distributed to his daughters as well. And I happen to be one of them. And, you know, in most of our churches, most women are directing choirs in a lot of our local churches. It's just on a national level, it wasn't as popular. And I happen to be blessed amongst the few to be one to, you know, blaze the trail, you know, for women directors. So I was really glad about that. I'm fortunate.
Act like you know. Wow. When you say act like you know, that song, it seems like it came out of nowhere,
yeah.
And it just hit you at the right time.
Yeah.
I mean, the beat, everything, you know, the message.
Yeah.
Everything was on point. Did you expect that song to do what it did?
Wow, absolutely not. You know, that was just a collaboration with Joe Wilson, who produced our project, and Rodney Jerkins from Dark Child. That was a collaboration that we'd all got together and just, it just took flight on its own. The message and the beat, everything was just so well fused together. It literally took wings and it just took life of its own. And it really was a blessing to a lot of people in the industry.
Being a lady choir director, mm-hmm. Growing up, did you know this is what you wanted to do?
Absolutely not. I'd completely had my own plans. I'd gone to school to be a cosmetologist, worked for one of the top hair salons in New York off of Fifth Avenue, was going to do a chain of hair salons. And, you know, life took a different direction. My brother, who directed the choir, he passed. My father, who was the pastor, asked me to, you know, take over the choir. And God had a completely different, you know, plan for my life. And, you know, it's very interesting. It's not what I dreamed of doing, but, you know, I count it a privilege and an honor to be able to serve God and his kingdom in any capacity that he calls me to.
Talking about the group SOP.
Mm-hmm.
Let me throw some names out at you. Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill was a great friend of mine. We all grew up together. In fact, it was Lauryn Hill and Faith Evans and Joe, singer Joe. We all was on the church circuit in the little urban area in Newark where we all, you know, came up. Lauryn was supposed to be on that record. And unfortunately, you know, her career took off and she wasn't able to participate. But Faith Evans was able to make an appearance on that project. And, you know, it's really interesting, the background. Newark, New Jersey, a lot of great people came from that area. Whitney Houston, Sarah Vaughan, you know, Bill Cosby, a lot of people from the area. And I was just blessed to be amongst those, including Queen Latifah.
Right, yeah. That's true. Right, that's right. Wow. Was there any added pressure on you knowing, as you said, all those folks coming from that area, mm-hmm. and, hey, I'm Natalie Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of pressure?
Absolutely. No pressure ever, because I knew whatever God called me to do, he would equip me to be able to have the necessary tools to do what he wants me to do. So I never compared myself to, you know, anyone, any of the greats from that area. I just decided to be me. I'm just a nobody trying to tell somebody.
Yeah, I heard you. A PK.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear people tell stories about, you know, preachers' kids and things like that. Talking about pressure again.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pressure on a Natalie Wilson or anybody, mm-hmm. whose father or mother may be in the ministry?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to admit to that. Along with being a PK came a lot of pressure. You live in a fishbowl. People look at you and they hold you to the standards of what your parents have set. And any error, that people are looking for any error. And actually, when you are a PK, you are on the number one list as a target for the enemy. When the enemy can't get your parents, the next thing he aims for is you know, the preacher's family. And so, yes, absolutely. It was a lot of great pressure. A lot of, you know, times I was misunderstood. But nevertheless, God turned my pressure into praise. And here I am.
What is Natalie Wilson up to today?
Well, I am a new resident of Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia. I am now the minister of music of the Way of the Cross Church. The pastor is the phenomenal, electric Pastor Christian Hines. I'm really excited about being there with Pastor Chris and First Lady Marquita. The church is incredible. I'm so honored and humbled to be a part there. And I'm currently working on a solo project for a soon-to-be-released 2009. And, you know, I'm doing a lot of different things. I dibbled and dabbled into theater. And so I'm really, really just staying grounded and focused. Virginia has helped me and enabled me to do that. Pastor Chris is feeding me the word, and I'm still growing and flourishing spiritually. And so that's the latest for Natalie Wilson.
How important is it for an artist to really be fed the word? Because, you know, sometimes we see an artist, and we only know that artist by their music. But some artists, and I'm just being real, mm-hmm. some artists are just doing it for the money,
right.
the fame, and they're not in it.
Right.
So how important is it to be grounded in the word?